Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello and welcome to episode K. K is for keeping all items in a bin. Utilize containers to store like items with like so it's easy to find, such as keepsakes, winter gear, pantry items, games, Legos, and so forth. So before we dive into that, I wanted to just share some exciting news with you. We, eight of my friends, and I are going on a trip to Peru, and I am beyond excited. I am so ready to be there. And we often do annual hiking trips, and so this is our hiking trip. We're going to fly into Cusco and spend 3 days there acclimating because it's 11,000 plus feet there. And we live at zero in Houston, maybe 70 feet elevation. And so we are spending 3 days there, and then we're doing a 5 day, 6 night hike into Machu Picchu. And it's going to be fabulous. We're visiting, walking through the mountains and jungle and lakes, and we have guides who will carry our things minus a small day pack. And we stay in domes where we can see through the roof to look at the stars. And it is just, it's going to be magical. It's calling to me. It is speaking my name, and I am so ready to be there. So I wanted to share that with you, and hopefully I shoot some video while I'm out there, but please send all the good luck vibes and positive hiking and traveling, and that we're able to do our 3,000 elevation climbs. And I think one day we have 4,000 elevation declines. And so we need all the love and support that you can send our way. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate that if you would do that. And share your stories. So many people have been to Machu Picchu, and you hear just the magicalness of being in the Sacred Valley. So if you have anything, tips to share with me, love to hear it. And though by the time that you hear this, I will probably already be up in the mountains, and I have no idea how service is, but thank you in advance for all the kind thoughts. And continuing with housekeeping, I realized I did not do the intro sound to my last episode. So I'm Stephanie, host of ABCs of Home Organization. Also forgot that last time. And I'm so excited that you are here with me, that you are listening, and I hope that you are finding these episodes useful and you're utilizing any of the tips or tricks that I'm offering in your own home. And even if you're just taking the positivity from it and knowing that however your house is fine, and you're going to take it one room at a time, one drawer at a time, giving yourself some grace for the pace that you're setting, that's beautiful. If we can transform just some of our thoughts to more positive and kindness towards ourselves, that is the dream. So today we're going to talk about bins and why containerizing, binning, however you want to call it, is so vitally important. It is one of the four steps in organizing any space, which are: one is choose the space. Step two would be to clear and categorize, which we have talked about. And then step three is containerize and assign a home. And so when you're assigning that home, which we covered in letter A, you have to ideally put items inside of a bin, tray, some type of containment so that they don't spread out. So a drawer, for instance, if you just put all of your office supplies in your desk drawer, it eventually gets super messy, and the mess will cause you just to keep tossing items on top. And so by containerizing and giving yourself those desk trays, all pins in one, the scissors in another, stapler in another, tape in another, you have an assigned home for each specific space so that it's easy for you to return it. And if it's not there, you know it's missing. And it's also everyone else knows where it is and where it goes. And so I highly recommend that you containerize everything. And yes, containers are expensive, and we'll go over where to buy containers in a bit. But first, did you know that according to Pixie Lost and Found survey, again, no idea, the average American spends 2.5 days a year looking for lost items. That is 60 hours. Could you imagine if you knew exactly where something was located in the bin to go to, how much time you would save, how much time you'd get back? Like, definitely worth the investment. And a more known source to me, the National Association of Professional Organizers, aka NAPO, states that households with organized storage solutions report reducing stress by 40%. Oh, it's beautiful. I can just see a chaotic home, and then I see the organized aftermath. And yes, definitely reducing stress by 40%. So again, all of that is just motivation to implement storage solutions in your home, to buy the bins, to assign the homes, to declutter, because I guarantee you, my own statistic, 76% of stress of a house comes from too much clutter, too many things. And the last 24% is due to not having an organizing system. And it could be 50-50, but a lot of my clients are on the more clutter end. They have a lot of items. And so we literally reduce their quantity by at least 50% in spaces. And a fun way to think of this is just think of your bins as like little apartments for your items. So everyone gets a roommate. The Legos stay with the Legos, the mittens bunk with the scarves, batteries definitely won't crash with the takeout menus. And so you're just creating little apartments for all of your things. And they like to stay with roommates. We've all been there where we spend 20 minutes looking for the other pair of the shoe or a certain scarf to match an outfit or something similar. Even myself, last week I was on the phone with my friend and I was looking for my water filter to replace in my fridge. And I keep track on an Excel sheet of when I do this because I have no recollection. I change occasionally water filters for clients or their air filters, don't ask. And so it kind of confuses my own brain of when I did that myself. So I have to keep track in an Excel sheet. And that way I know for sure I did it, or change the batteries in my smoke alarm, change the filters, et cetera. And so I went and looked at it and it was due April 1st. And I was like, oh, great. No wonder my water's been tasting funny, right? And so I went and looked underneath my sink because that was like the first place my brain thought, and it was not there. And I was like, And then I was like on the phone with my friend and she's like, how do you not know where this is? And I was like, I change it once a year. Like, I don't drink that much water through my filter. And she totally called me out. But I looked above my washer and dryer because I also keep like other filters up there, and it was not there. And I like stopped and I paused. And I was like, if I was Stephanie and I was organizing this, where would I put it? And so it just like popped into my brain that, oh, it's the cabinet. That's the highest cabinet right by the fridge. Duh. So proximity to the fridge. And so I looked there and la, it was sitting right there. And I was so excited. And this is also after I looked at my Amazon purchases to see when I last purchased it, to see if it came with one or two, because it's possible I didn't have one. So I did first confirm that I had one in my house, which I thought was just hilarious. So thought I'd share that with you. It happens to us too. We don't remember everything. If you chose only one space to utilize bins, well, multiple places jumped in my head, but it would be your pantry. Especially if you're in that pantry every day, multiple times a day, that's a huge indicator that bins are necessary. Assuming you have an overflux of quantity of items compared to size of pantry. So if you have like a massive walk-in pantry and all your stuff's able to be aligned like with like, but you have space in between each section and you can see everything, you don't need bins. But most pantries do not look like that. Another place is potentially your toiletry. So like in the bathroom, if you have a lot of face washes, makeup, nail stuff, things like that, and you have a lot of categories, then that is another space where bins are extremely useful in helping keep your life organized and you being able to find exactly what you want. And so just in each of these places, the first step you want to do is reduce the quantity. And so put hands on every single item and throw away the expired, the stuff you'll never use, what you don't like, anything that you've replaced and you know you will not return to use that item, get rid of it. And if it's still good, you can donate food to the food pantry. You can donate the toiletries, assuming they're unopened, to women's shelters. You can donate to friends. Be like, hey, I found a new product I like more, but this one's still good and it's great. I just doesn't like it for my skin or for my body, give it away. You can rinse them out, recycle the containers, however you want to do that. But the first is to reduce quantity. And then once you know what you have, categorize and then buy the bins for the number of categories that you have. And so for a pantry, you'll have like your pastas, you'll have snacks, you'll have canned goods, breakfast foods, baking, condiments or sauces, oils, spices, things like that. And so you're going to have each of those in a different section, or like if you make smoothies, you'll have everything you use for that smoothie in one bin. So you just have to pull out that one bin, use everything, and you put it back. And you can even put the blender in there as well. So it's literally your one-stop pull, use, put away. As mentioned before, the key is always to make your life easier. So it's like containing pills. For a lot of my clients, they take multiple pills a day. And I will ask them, so you unscrew these every day and take them? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, how much time are you spending unscrewing the bottles of pills? And so I always recommend getting a pill container, heyo, to hold the pills. And so that way you unscrew it like every Sunday, drop in all your pills. You can even have a 2-week one and then screw them back. So unscrewed once, and then you just go to the pill container and you take them on each day. And then it also tells you if you did it or not, because if it's there, right? So it's like a reminder as well. It's win-win. Another great item to containerize is your keepsakes. So from your kids, from yourself, from your grandparents, your parents, whomever you want, I recommend having an individualized keepsake bin per person, and or even maternal side of the family, or you need some type of category so that if on, you know, one Saturday you want to like revisit your memories with mom, you know exactly where to go to find that bin, pull it out and look at all the pictures, the movie stub tickets, the symphony tickets, whatever that reminds you of them. And so I recommend keepsakes are a great space. And also for kids in general, like if you have children, you want to start a keepsake bin for them when they first start going to daycare, because they're bringing home tons of paper and art and creativities and writings, and you're going to be overwhelmed with it. And so one, purge what creates no emotional attachment to you or your child and ask them, use them, just get rid of it. Don't even store it. Or you can buy one of those on my, I'll link it in the show notes, but you can hang, they can fit 100 pieces of art on one frame, and you hang it and you can just store them there. And then that way, and then put a couple up in your kid's room, or if you have a study, they can be like the art in the study, and you can just add all the new pieces of art to that frame and switch it out when they get a new one. And that kind of makes them excited because their art's framed on the wall. But then two, it gives you a place to store it. You just have to continuously go through it whenever you fill up those 100 pieces. But eventually get a hanging file folder container in first grade, second grade, third grade, or you have one per year, which I don't quite recommend because that's a lot of bins. And you can just do report cards, writings, artwork, anything that you want to keep, whatever category, and you just drop it in. You can do that by grade so that it's like first grade, all of the artwork, et cetera, everything I just said. Or you can do a general one and it's just grades, you know, one or K through fifth or sixth, depending on where your middle school is. And then you do one for middle school, you do one for high school. And so whatever you feel is necessary, whatever you're keeping for your child, some kids' artwork is phenomenal at age 4 and you want to keep it all. In which case you could also not containerize it, send it off to a company that scans it and creates books from it. And so you can be like grade 1, this is all the art I created, grade 2, etc. So fun random story. My brother just turned 40 and we had a big weekend getaway for him for his birthday. And my mother, because she's an amazing human being, created two books for him. One was a photo book from age 0, day of born, to his 40th year. So, and then the second book though, she had kept all of his writings and his artwork. He was so good at art, and poems that he wrote and different homework assignments that had an emotional connection. And she typed them up and put them all in a book and gave him that as well. So it was like a walk down memory lane for him to see where what he created. And it was so thoughtful and so kind because she's an amazing person, as I said. So keep that in mind too. You can create as much as you want. I'm off the tangent of Ben, so let's get back to that. The last little bit that I do recommend you contain is going to be kid Legos, games, toys, puzzles. Kids' rooms have to be contained. Can you, like, I've seen where kids just dump a bin and it's all sorts of things, and they're fine, kind of, sort of, but they can't utilize play as well as if things are organized and they know exactly what bin to go in to grab the dress-up stuff or the Legos or that ambulance that they're looking for. And so with children, it's always less is more. So again, go through and reduce the quantity of items, but then to label it and have them help you. So put a label on it, put a bin, picture if they're too young to read, and then have them help you put it away. And so make them responsible for that area. Like, the kids' space is their responsibility for the household task, always. And so give them a jump ahead by organizing it for them and ask them what they want. If they want to keep things, if they use things, whatever they use the most, put lower to the ground for them. And the things they use rarely, put up. You could also cycle through toys so that you make bins of toys that maybe they're not excited about, but they still want to keep. So put that away in the closet, and they have less to play with now, which amount allows their imagination to take over. And then when they start getting tired of these, or you notice they're not playing with certain toys as often, put it away, take out the other ones, and switch them up. So as I mentioned, with all bins, you want to label clearly and visibly. And if you can put a lid on it and stack it in certain areas, even better, but definitely label that in all your areas so that if I came in, I would know exactly how to find something without you telling me where it is, except for this closet, that cabinet, etc. You also can take a picture of what's inside and tape that to the outside of the bin as well if you need the visual image, and a label just won't cut it. Put things under your bed, over the door organizers I love. There's these little skinny, kind of like vanity shelving units that you can place behind a door. So, you know, like the door stopper, you have maybe what, 2 inches, 3 inches when you open the door, and it fits right there. And so it's perfect for bathrooms or areas where, like kitchens, if you have spices and such, things that are small, but are skinny is what I mean, and lots of it, and you want to be able to see it. Those are amazing. And then check out your dollar store, or go to your Marshalls or your Ross, Costco. Those are going to be where all of it is cheaper. Costco is probably your best option and your cheaper option, because I think you get, it was like $2 a bin is what it averages down to, as opposed to Container Store, which would be like $15 or $20 a bin. And I love the Container Store. If I have a choice, I'm going there. Their bins are amazing. However, they are on the expensive side. Same with Target, similar bins to Container Store. And if you go to like Marshall's or Ross or one of those similar places, you're not going to have matching bins. So if that's important to you, you do want to get one of the more name brands like iDesign, because you're always going to be able to get a matching bin. And also, if you get colored bins, be aware you might not be able to match that color in the future if you wanted to get another bin. So either, and I don't recommend buying excess. I was about to tell you to buy excess, but buy something that either A, you don't care if it matches in the future if you wanted to buy more, or B, it's clear and that makes it more generic. Okay, so bins, what do you think? Do you feel they're necessary? Have I convinced you of the importance of binning and or containerizing your items in your house? Hopefully. So I want to challenge you this next week to pick one area in your house that is causing you stress, whether that's the pantry, a closet, the bathroom, kids' toys. And I want you to take a before picture, then use bins to categorize and contain it, add your label or your photo to the outside, tag me on Instagram at ABCs of Home Organization. Show off your progress. Let me celebrate the win with you. Sound good? All right. Thank you so much for joining me. To recap today's episode, we discussed why it's important to bin your items and the best practices around containerizing. Please remember, getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. But most importantly, be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community, and post pictures or ask questions and tell us how your journey is going. And if anyone is interested, I created a How to Organize Your Pantry PDF on my website, statusorganized.com. And I'll be back soon from Peru with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.